There was peace throughout the kingdom. Harmony prevailed among all God's creations. And the first man and woman walked with their creator in the cool of the day. All was right. Then in a single moment, the world turned upside down. Deceit birthed defiance. With one broken commandment, sin entered the perfect world relation and relationship and began to become destroyed. Peace became war. Love became hate. Rest became labor and work. And joy gave way to sorrow. Roses now had thorns. Chaos was rampant. Darkness sought to quench the light. Sin thought it had surely triumphed over any hope of salvation. The spirit groaned under the heavy burden of the sin of oppression. And the hearts of generations of upon generations of men and women who walked in war and in exile and in darkness cried out desperately for a song to sing, for a light to guide them. Would the long night of sorrow never end? Would their promised restoration and joy ever come? Then suddenly, on an unforgettable Bethlehem night, the darkness was pierced by brightness and glorious light. And in the moment, everything began to change. Sorrow was overcome by joy, and sin was being overtaken by salvation. A star appeared. Angels proclaimed. The trees clapped their hands, and there was laughter in the wind. The seas roared in celebration, and the rivers and streams danced in jubilation. Throughout all the known world, there was rejoicing and glorious song. The notes came together in a giant symphony of praise and with one universal theme. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah seemed to echo from every corner of God's creation. Emmanuel, God is with us, and his kingdom shall have no end. He shall reign forever and ever. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus, King of Kings. Jesus, King of Kings.
An ordinary earthly teenage girl was visited by a heavenly angel who brought an extraordinary message from God. The angel told Mary of God's blessing and favor. Mary replied, "I've found favor with God. I'm going to have a son. His name is to be Jesus. From the throne of David, a kingdom without end. How can this be?" Gabriel's response was simple. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One will be born, to be born will be called the Son of God." For a moment, all of heaven waited for her response.
Mary, Mary, I've come to bring good news. God of all the universe has highly favored you. So don't be afraid, for he will bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He's the long-awaited one. He's the Messiah, the Holy Son of God. He will come to save the world. He's the promised one. He's the Messiah, the spotless perfect Lamb. He will be the truth, the light, the hope for man.
I feel unworthy that you have chosen me, but according to your word, Lord, let it be. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me, yeah, that salvation might have a life and all the world be free. The Messiah, the
comprehend the thought of a perfect man who came to earth from glory to fulfill the master's plan.
This is your Messiah, the mighty great I am.
So behold.
God, nothing shall be impossible. That sound, those words hung in the air. That moment seemed an eternity. Then Mary, chosen, favored, blessed among women, responded by saying, "Be it unto me according to your will and your way, O God." Tidings were to all people, wise men, shepherds, teenage peasant girls, a simple carpenter. There were no strangers. At this very moment, we are not alone, for he is Emmanuel, God with us. We now have a Savior, Christ the Lord. And the message is clear. In the city of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world is born. It is time for a celebration around the world. Come, everybody, praise him. Yes, everybody, worship him. Praise the name of Jesus.
Child, oh, 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 o
Understand, this was no ordinary night, but rather a night of wonder and mystery, filled with such spirit and holiness that it would change every night forever, filling people with hope beyond measure. From the very beginning of time, God put in process a plan. There was no way for us to get to where God is unless God were to come to us where we are. So that's just what God did. From the riches of heaven to the poverty of earth, from the vastness of eternity to the womb of a woman, God Almighty came to us. Holiness incarnate, God Almighty contained in a feeding trough. It may have looked like a manger that night, but it was really a door. It was really a beginning. It was really a double birth. Jesus may have looked like a baby, but he was the Savior of the world. Oh, holy night. Oh, glorious night. The night angels sang, the night the stars shone bright, the night heaven answered our prayers.
Holy night, the stars are bright, they shine. Thank you.
Matthew's rendition of the Christ birth recalls the story this way. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you the Mary to be your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord told him, and took unto him Mary his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
So meek and mild and lowly, born to us a Savior, I hear the angels and holy, so meek and mild and lowly, unto us a Savior. Lord, I hear the angels say, oh, I hear them say. And holy, so meek and mild and lowly, unto us a Savior, I hear the angels say, I hear them say. and sang,
Mr. Derek Williams, woo! Bass man.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Many historical accounts fail to convey that Advent, the coming of Christ, Christmas, is so much more than just a story. Bethlehem, manger, Emmanuel, God with us, Calvary, God for us, and today, Holy Spirit, God in us. From the first breath of a newborn babe in Bethlehem that night, the blowing wind became a heavenly blast of the Holy Spirit that is still experienced around the world today. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a beautiful night. The baby in Bethlehem's manger was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Angels singing, shepherds abiding, the King of Kings, born in a stable, the Lord of Lords, wrapped in swaddling clothes, an infant born, the Savior of the world. Oh, what a night. What a glorious night.
Thank you. Mary knew the prophecies that the prophets of old had spoken about the coming of the one who would be the salvation for Israel. She remembered the angel's words to her. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Mary saw men bow down at Jesus' feet and worship him. But the reality is that Mary didn't know all that we know now. She did not know the wonders Jesus would perform, the people's lives Jesus would touch, the healing and delivering that would come by the hand of Jesus, the way he would care for the poor and the outcast. Mary did not know the stories that would be told, the truth he would teach, or the sacrifices Jesus would one day make. She held Jesus and loved him. But there was so much about Jesus that was beyond Mary's comprehension.
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now Bethlehem of Judea may not have been a thriving metropolis, but it was a city full to the capacity that first Christmas night. Between the roar of the revelers in the inn and the shuffling of sounds of travel-weary animals in the unfamiliar stalls, it's hard to imagine that it was very quiet that night. A night of expectation on the hillside. I wonder what kind of noises flocks of sheep make when their sleep is disturbed by a host of angels. Well, regardless of whether it was a silent night, we do know that it was a holy night. We invite you to listen to one of the world's favorite songs of the season.
Oh.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them, where should Christ be born? Then he said unto them, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star should appear. And he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him their gifts. And being warned of God in a dream, they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way.
All right, Goshen, here we go. Now, I want to first apologize to the seasoned saints, because we're going to turn up for the coming king, amen? All right, so if we can get a little clap going, a little audience participation, we're going to go ahead and get into this. All right. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Hey, if you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light, it'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Why? Because wise men still seek him. Wise men still seek him. Yo, check this out. In the book of Matthew is where we read the story. It puts the baby Jesus in all his glory. Years before was already prophesied about the coming king and how he would arrive. Very humble surroundings when he came up on the scene. Jews didn't think that he was fit for a king, but he was born in a stable. He laid in a manger. A king born like that couldn't be nothing stranger, but let God open your eyes and you will soon see how Jesus came humble but majestically. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on, Goshen. Hey, hey, if you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Hey, if you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Why? Because wise men still seek. Wise men still seek. Yo, check this out. Angels, they presently announced his birth. They said joy to the world and peace on earth. There were signs, even in the heaven. A bright star led the wise men in the right direction. What the angel and the shepherds saw firsthand. The Messiah, the King, the Savior of man. The wise men bought gifts. The shepherd gave praise to Emmanuel, God with us, the one who saved. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Hey, if you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Come on, we gonna praise him. Hey, 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 hey. Come on. Hey, 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 hey. Follow me. The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light. The light, come on this side. The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
Come on, right here, right here.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light. Yo. He came once and he'll be coming again. You can see the birth pains have already begun. I'm hearing wars. I'm seeing rumors of wars. I'm seeing crazy take over like never before. Mother against daughter, father against son. You can say it ain't true. You can morally run. You can even say this church, man, stop that rapping. But the coming king, I'ma keep on rapping. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up the eyes to the light. Hey, if you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. It'll lead you to the Savior. If you want to be wise, open up your eyes to the light. Why? Because wise men still seek it. Wise men still seek it.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
The light.
Hey, hey, wise men still seek it. Praise God, the coming King, the risen Savior. He's the thing. Hey, 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 hey. Doing that thing for Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Before the night Jesus was born, I'm sorry.
The light.
On the night Jesus was born, the manger had a special place in the Advent celebration. Who would have thought that at this particular time and place in history, the God of the universe would have used something as insignificant as a stinky, dark, and damp manger? Who would have thought that at such an important point in time, on such a celestial, cosmic occasion as coming at the coming of the long-awaited Messiah, that a small-town family in a small-time city in a stinky manger would be the scene of the most significant event ever. In an ordinary manger would lie on his back in the backside of Bethlehem, a savior, a king, a counselor, a healer, a deliverer, a prophet, the Son of God. In all our human inequities, Jesus offers us grace. In times of war, in our heads and in our homes and in our hearts, Jesus speaks peace. Do I have a witness? Know that Jesus is more than a baby boy. Jesus is more than a prophet. Jesus is more than a great leader. The word tells us that the people were walking in darkness, in need of the light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light was dawned. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the greatness of the government and peace, there will be no end. I wish I had a witness this morning. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on until forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty shall accomplish this. To those in spiritual hunger, Jesus is the bread of life. For those in darkness, Jesus is the light. Those who are sick, he's a great physician. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is water in dry places. Do I have a witness? From the crib to the cross, to the grave, to glory. King of kings, Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Do I have a witness? If you're glad that Jesus came out of the barn to make a believer out of you, shout hallelujah. If you're glad that Jesus brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, shout the light! The light! The light! And if you need a power, if you need of love, if you are in need of peace, Jesus will be here to give it, not just for today, not just tomorrow, but Jesus will offer grace forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And if that's not long enough, forever and evermore, Jesus reigns. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Thank you. It's a celebration.
Celebration.
There's laughter in the wind. Angelic invitation calls us to come join in. Creation's mighty chorus. Lift its voice in glorious song. Trees and the fields are clapping their hands. It's time to sing. It's time to dance.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, creation sing.
Jesus is more.
Jesus is more.
Hallelujah.
The Messiah is here today.
Hallelujah. Jesus is more.
Across the church, stand to your feet. All stand to your feet across the congregation. Jesus is Lord of all. Amen. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
And ask, is he yours? That requires an answer. Today, if you desire that Jesus be your Lord, Jesus is ready to be in relationship with you just by the asking. Doesn't call for anything special, no oil, no special prayer, nothing that I can give you except my hand in fellowship with you.